What up, everybody? It's your boy Theo Pizza here with another episode of Running Race with my boy AJ Richardson, who is not here today, but we are back with my guy, Justin Jackson. Justin, thank you again for coming on, brother.
Appreciate you, bro.
Let's address the elephant in the room. Yes, me and Justin are matching today, and we both have the first piece of merchandise from my new brand, Proud Dad Brand. This is something that I have been talking about for a minute, that I am very passionate about being a father. And I know Justin is also, being a dad is not something that I don't take for granted. And in no way, shape, form, or fashion, I'm not trying to take anything from mothers, but, something that I'm very passionate about is God's been proud of being a dad and being present and, just understanding the value we have to our children and to our wives and our fiancés and girlfriends of being present and being the best father we can, the best dad we can. And it's something that I'm really passionate about and I want everybody to understand and be proud of. So that's why I started Proud Dad Brand. This is the first piece of merch that's coming out and looking forward to a lot more.
Respect.
Appreciate that. But also, Prospects. We appreciate you. I can't thank you enough for everything you've done for me and Run Your Race, and it's been awesome, and we're only getting bigger and better. So thank you guys for supporting us. But Justin, let's get right into it. I'm asking you a tough question early. Justin, who is the most skilled player that you have played with in your career?
Most skilled player, huh? Mm-hmm. Wow. Let's go down the line, huh? I think it'd be hard to go against Luka. Mm-hmm. But I also played with Luka. It was his rookie year?
Yeah.
So he was obviously really good his rookie year, but he wasn't doing what he's doing now. Mm-hmm. So when I actually played with them, I guess I'd probably have to go JT, bro. When I was with Boston, I mean, I was with Milwaukee. It's hard not to ever put Giannis into a conversation when we're talking about just being really good.
Yeah.
But skill set wise, probably JT, either him or D Book when I was with Phoenix for a little bit of time.
Yeah, those are tough ones.
Yeah,
I'm struggling with this. Because I played with the most skilled players to ever play this game.
Yeah.
You got LD, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. Those are arguably three of the most skilled players to ever step foot on the court.
Yeah.
So to pick one is you're nitpicking at that point. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're all in the same realm. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. If you had to sit and just pick one, though, I would honestly say skill set. Golly, bro. What's your definition of skill set, though?
That's what was going to be my question.
Like, because... is it all around game, or is your skill set how you get buckets?
See, I feel like there's two different arguments.
Yeah.
Is it's who's got the deepest bag? Mm-hmm. And then overall, just everything skill set. So scoring, passing, rebounding, defense, all of those things involved.
If we're saying skill, all right, I answer them in both. If you think skill set is straight bag, Kyrie Irving. It's the best, most skilled player I ever played with. Mm-hmm. And Luka's right there as far as just bag. Skill set all around, Kevin Durant.
I like that.
Because like I said, it's something you can't teach. Mm-hmm. That goes right into it. He has a lot of, I mean, you're 7 foot.
7 feet.
Shooting right over people. That's hard to guard. Mm-hmm. So I would say Kevin Durant, if we're talking about all around, and then Kyrie, if We're talking just.
I like that.
Baja.
I like that. Because, I mean, when KD wants to guard too, he'll guard.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's one thing that I, obviously you saw him at a tough point when y'all beat him in game seven. But one thing I've always respected about D-Book and even JT is on that other end, they'll sit down and guard.
100%.
And compete. So, yeah, I mean, that's what's so hard about that argument. It's like, what do you consider skill?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're talking about bags, I don't know if we've ever seen a player that has a bag deeper than Kyrie.
Yeah.
Period. Like, I've never seen him get ripped. His finishing ability as a little guard is, there's, I don't know if maybe you throw AI in there, but
yeah,
we haven't really seen it. Plus, he can shoot it. He can score at all three levels. He can still pass the ball. Like, it's hard to go against Kyrie, but I like that, though. I like KD overall, and
yeah,
it's hard to go wrong with any all three of those guys.
100%. Though. All right, so this is the piggyback on this. This is something we've had a little debate about in the title league realm. Better big three, in your opinion? KD edition. KD's team in Brooklyn, James, Kai, KD, or Book, Bill, KD? I mean, fuck it.
Wait, to my Steph, Clay. Yeah.
Better big three. Steph, KD, Clay, Kai, James, KD, Book, Brad, KD. Better got KD. Shit.
He's been with some.
Russ, James, KD.
He's been on some teams, bro. I can't go away from that Brooklyn big three, bro. I just can't. Like,
you saw it.
Did that.
You saw it.
That team, when they are healthy. And that was when James was still like, he was still like playing as well as he was, like kind of MVP and all that kind of stuff. That team was, big three was unreal, bro.
Hey, listen, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I agree with you. That's God. The only thing I would say, the amount of shooting with that Steph, Clay, and KD, I think that's the team, though.
But that's the thing, the system. Because then you have to throw Draymond in there, too. He's the one setting all of those guys up.
He's making the engine tick. Now, you talk about roll the ball out, let's go get it. Ain't nobody fucking with that.
Come on, bro.
BK team. That's the best big three.
They used to take turns.
Yeah. Who got the matchup? Oh, you got it? Oh, yeah. Right, go ahead.
You got it rolling?
Think about it. Your third best defender is probably on James.
James.
Or Kai.
Come on. Come on.
What?
Come on.
What are we talking about right now?
What kind of argument is this, bro?
It's really sad that team broke up.
It's the best thing that never happened, bro.
When it happened, you're like, oh, they're winning the chip.
Yeah, when that signing happened, and now afterwards, everybody's like, oh, but he freaking traded everything away for that. He did all this, did all that.
You're an idiot if you don't take that.
As long as you have just a few competent pieces around those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You kidding me?
It's you're an idiot if you don't take that. Because at the end of the day, you're going to sit back and be like, what if?
Yeah.
You can't.
You can't do that.
You can't sit here and not take that gamble.
With all-time greats.
If you're trying to win, especially in you and BK, you're trying to win one.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get one chip.
That's it.
So you take that gamble, and I think it was a great gamble. Just didn't work out.
Injuries, bro. Life happens, man.
Life happens. Shout out to Prize Picks, our presenting partner, the Daily Fantasy Sports Game.
At Prize Picks, you don't play against anybody. You only play against the stat projections. And it's very easy to play. It only takes less than 60 seconds to make my picks and submit my entries.
AJ just told you how easy it is. All you have to do is pick between 2 to 6 players and pick more than or less than.
PrizePicks has something for everybody, from the NBA to the NHL to even college basketball. My dog Rob Dillingham got me cashing out.
With as little as 4 correct entries, you can make up to 100 times your money. So you can turn $10 into $1,000. You can turn $20 into $2,000.
PrizePicks offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits straight into your account all season long.
Listen, March is over, but national champions are made in April. Be a part of the action of PrizePicks for both men's and women's college basketball.
Download the app today. Use code RACE for your first deposit match up to $100.
But I have another question for you. If you could predict the top 6 in the West right now at the end of the season, who are you picking?
Minnesota, OKC.
So you're saying Minnesota gets the 1 seed?
I can't really say which one's going to get the 1. I think Minnesota down the stretch will.
Okay.
So I'll say Minnesota, OKC. Golly, bro. It's getting tight, low key.
But it's either top 3 is solidified.
Yeah, like, Denver's going to be up there.
Denver.
And then what, Clippers are 4?
It's Denver, OKC, Minnesota, Clippers, and then 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They're all, well, to 8. They're fighting.
So I think the way the Mavs are playing, I think they'll squeak into that 6th seed. I think they will.
You think they'll get 6?
I think they'll get 6. They're in 6 right now, so I think they'll hold on to that.
Yep.
I think it'll stay the same, bro, to be honest. I know people are talking about the Clippers aren't playing very well right now. I don't see them falling into the play-in. So I think they'll stay up there.
The Clippers play every other day for the rest of the year.
Which means all PG, Kawhi, James.
Yeah.
They got a Russ bump. Aren't going to be.
The Thunder got a tough schedule. If I had to guess right now, I would say.
I could see the Suns and the Mavs making it out of the play-in though somehow, bro.
Yeah.
I could definitely see
that.
Okay,
so I got Denver, Minnesota, OKC, Clippers, Mavs, Suns, Pelicans. Who would they play?
It'd be like the Kings, Lakers, and Warriors are 8, 9, and 10.
Pelicans. Lakers gonna fuck around and get up there. The 8-7.
You think
7-8.
So?
8, yeah. Somebody's gonna. I can see. And I think Kings would be playing the Warriors 9-10.
That'd be a wild game.
I think the Kings gonna fall.
That's a rivalry game.
Yeah. I think the Kings will fall there. And then. Shit. Lakers, Pelicans.
Ooh. Rerun?
That's a tough one.
I haven't watched the Pelicans in a while, so I don't really know.
Zion's a monster.
Zion's been balling. But B.I.'s been out for a while, though.
Yeah. It's a good Western Conference playoff right there, brother. Great Western Conference playoff. Justin, we got to address something. DeJounte Murray shot 44 times yesterday, bro. What the hell was going on? And he got the dub. Let's go ahead and put that out there. DeJounte, you nice, my boy. There had to become a point where he's like, damn, I am jacking, bruh. But he got the dub. So what can you really say to him?
I mean, you can say a lot.
You can say
a lot to him. He did play 47 minutes, which is impressive in of itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he was the only real player out there for the Hawks either.
Mm-hmm.
They still had friggin' Hunter. They had Bogey in there. Capella was playing. You know, other than that, it's kind of...
Yes.
It's kind of sus, but...
Yeah.
44 times.
That's a lot of shots, bro.
When do you get to the point where you're like, hey, bro, I just got to swing it. Like, I'm...
Bro, even taking 30, bro, he took 14 more shots.
14 more, bro. He took... DeJounte Murray, he's been balling. He's been shooting the ball well, but he took 19 threes.
That's a lot of, how many he hit?
Six. I mean, that's a lot, bro. I mean, 44
shots.
For one, 44 shots to get 44 points. That's a rough night.
Yeah.
It's a rough night. That's if you shoot 44 times, then you should be on the level of like 70, 60. Like,
that's hard as fuck to do, bro.
Yeah.
To shoot 44 times is hard.
That's hard.
Like, you got to be your arm is exhausted.
Yeah. Bro. Now, that also, you also have to, where the coach is telling him that he needs to get up all those shots? Or did he just make up in his mind after the first quarter? He was.
I'm wondering if he was sitting there like, I'm hot.
Maybe he started out hot.
Yeah, that might have been it. He had a good first, second quarter.
And so then it was like, all right, you know what? Got to stay hot.
Shit, bro.
44. That's... Have we seen somebody shoot 44 times? I mean, here recently? I mean, Embiid had, what, 70 on like 30 shots?
Bro, no one shot 40 plus times, bro.
44 times?
No one shot 40 plus times.
That's got to be the most we've seen in the last few years, bro. Has to be. And got the dub, though, over Boston. That's actually big time.
And hit the game winner.
He shot 63 shots?
63
shots at 19. That's the record?
Yeah.
So what's the most recent record? Like, what's the most recent? It's going to pop up DeJounte.
Kobe Bryant, last game, 50.
Oh, yeah.
That is true. But he had 60.
Yeah, for sure.
He had
60.
Yeah, for 49, 1993.
Yeah, so this is the most we've seen in,
yes, in the recent time. Years. Respect. Kobe had 60, though, bro.
60.
That's a horrible night.
And it was on his retirement night.
Yeah, that's a horrible night. 44, that's bad. That's a bad night. But, hey, he got the dub.
Got
so
the
fuck
dub.
It. Fuck what we talking about.
Exactly.
But, hey, listen, J-Jax, how do you feel about this 65-game rule? I feel like there's been a lot less injuries this year. Not saying like that's just all luck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, guys playing, but like, do you think that has helped out a lot in your opinion?
I think it, we've talked about it a little bit. The 65 rule really only messes with the top 10 players in the league.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to like being in the MVP race and all the awards and things like that.
Yeah.
Me personally, I just like to see good players playing. Mm-hmm. So especially like come playoff time, I want to see a loaded playoffs.
Yes.
You know?
I want to see no injuries.
Like regular season, yeah, I understand the money aspect and TV deals and all that kind of stuff. But the playoffs is when you want to see the best players playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this year we actually have seen a pretty good amount of injuries go down. Whether it's resting or people just taking care of their bodies or travel schedule, whatever. So I like seeing it this way, as opposed to midway through the season, you see so-and-so goes out with a season-ending injury and, you know, you don't get to see him in the playoffs. And so I like from that standpoint, if you want to put on the 65-game rule, I like that aspect.
For sure. For sure. I think it's been good and bad as far as like, there has to be like a gauge or like a, because you can't force someone to do something.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like if they're hurt, they're hurt.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's really nothing you can do about it, but you can't diminish of the play they had before a freak injury.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So I think that's a little part about it that I don't like, but at the same time, it's making guys go out there and play.
Yeah.
It's making guys go out there and compete at a high level because you want that extra bread.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, you talking about millions of dollars. Dudes want that. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get to that bag. So I think that's one thing that has helped out a lot. And at the same time, you can just stay in rhythm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you had the freedom of just resting all the time, you're going to take it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
guys aren't really aren't taking that for granted anymore. I think that's helping out the game a lot.
Yeah.
But Jax, Roll Tide. I lost a bet. I had to say it.
Dang.
Tough.
That's tough.
Tough, tough, tough. Fuck. We have lost to the Alabama Crimson Tide. and then March Madness NCAA tournament. Tough game. I'm going to be quite frank with it. I'm going to start off. I'm going to just give my 2 cents. We smoked it. Mm-hmm. We smoked that game. A lot of plays in between the game that you could say woulda, coulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, all that. We missed some open ones. RJ had probably the worst night he's had.
Maybe his whole career.
Whole career. He had one bad night earlier this season, but he hit a couple more shots. We probably win the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a tough one because they didn't beat us.
No.
We lost it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Those are the hardest games to get over. The games that you just lose, cool, but like it's a tough one to get over.
Yeah.
It's a tough one to get over. I mean, we gotta address it. I mean, the Withers 3. Terrible shot. Terrible shot. I mean, I remember I was watching, I just let out a what the fuck. As soon as I saw him get into it, I said, no way he's about to do this. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. That's a huge play. I understand there's a lot that happened before that. We're up one.
Up one. With what, 30 some seconds left?
No. I remember vividly. We're up one, a minute. I think it's a minute 12 or minute 2. Might be a minute 12. And we got a 15 second shot clock. I'm like, yo. And then he comes down and fouls him softly because and one. I'm like, what are we doing, bro?
6 point turnaround.
That's tough, bro.
Yeah.
That's a huge play. But listen, to his defense, I don't know if we're in that position without him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he played well the whole tournament.
Yeah.
He played well the whole tournament. And this comes with the territory.
Yeah.
Being criticized comes with the territory. It did not come down to that one play. Mm-hmm. Was it a big play? Hell yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was a big play.
But it is what it is. We lost. It's a tough one. What's your thoughts on it?
Man, I hate it for RJ. But that's just what happens in basketball.
Yeah.
You have bad shooting nights. Obviously, it sucks to have him in a game like that. Like you said, if he makes a couple more, it's a totally different game.
Mm-hmm.
But there was just so many. And because I was listening to Coach Davis's post game, and he had made a statement basically saying that he's always said all year, like, there's a ton of little things that make the big things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watched that game, it's like there was a play in particular where North Carolina scored and Alabama got it out and was immediately in a 2-on-1 and laid it up on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's little things like that in a game like that. Twice.
There was another play. Mondo gets a layup. And they weren't even going that fast. They just, boom, pass, 3.
Yeah.
And Mondo was the one to end up contesting the 3. At that point, we were going up, I think, 5.
Yeah.
And that cut it to 2, but cut it right back to 2. And I'm like, those are killers.
Those are the ones.
Those are killers. Because then you opening the game up at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly. Because, so, I mean, we were up 8 at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And really, if you look back at that first half, they probably should have been up 12 to 15 at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you have to give credit to Alabama, bro. Like, they had one guard that it felt like every time we kind of made a run, he came in and hit a 3.
Mm-hmm.
They had the little lefty guy with the, I think his name's Estrada, hit the hook across the lane. Like, he was making plays all night. And then at the end of the game, they gave it to big fella.
We didn't have an answer for a second. We didn't know what to do.
I mean, if
he hitting the Tracy and then he can get to the cup.
His when he drove and switched it from right to left on the other side.
That was crazy.
I was like, yeah, he's nice.
He's been struggling this year.
Struggling. Though. I was just telling somebody else. I watched Alabama early on in the season. And I think he like fouled out, didn't even have double digit points, but everybody was talking about how good he was coming from What was it, North Dakota?
North Dakota State. Bro, he had 6 points in the first round.
And just had 24.
That's the game.
That's game.
That's the game.
That's it.
That's tough.
So it's hard, bro. But, I mean, at the same time, you got to give North Carolina credit, too. Mm-hmm. Earning a number one seed is not easy.
Not easy.
And going 17-3 in ACC play, I don't care if you want to consider ACC down or not.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
Because clearly it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, hey, at the end of the day, been a good year.
Yeah, solid.
It's not our standard. We definitely want to win a national championship, at least get to the Final Four. But we didn't get there, fell short. But hopefully come back next year. And, hey, listen, it's going to be a totally different team.
Totally different.
Oh, my God.
Freshman.
If you're RJ, do you come back?
Now, that's a great argument and debate. Depends on how you're looking at it. Because I don't think RJ's stock, whatever that might be, could be any higher than what it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't know what his stock is.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it would be all about, hey, look, can you come back to school and make way more bread?
Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if I'm RJ, I'm paying attention. I'm going through the workouts, though.
For sure, going through the whole process.
I'm going to go through the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And if it looks like undrafted, if it looks like possibly two-way or something like that, I might come back. I might come back. The money they dishing out in college right now.
Come on now.
The only thing I would say is like, and this is a real thing. I guess you couldn't say that about our team this year, but when I was done, my last year, I was done.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was ready to move forward.
Yeah.
So maybe that might be where he is to like just take the next step on his career. Like sometimes you can just be hanging on by a thread and just be like just tired. It's the same thing over and over again. Do you want to play Virginia in a slow ass pace again next year? Maybe not. But at the same time, they wouldn't make it the same money. They're making way different money now.
Yeah, money changes some decisions.
I mean, if I'm not in the draft boards and you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Might as well run it back.
Why not run it back, see what happened. But he'd definitely make more money. ACC Player of the Year coming back.
Returning. First team All-American.
You getting the bag.
Come on.
You getting the bag. You have to. You got to. Ain't no choice.
You have to.
J-Jax, there was a report that came out that Kayla Clark got offered $5 million to play in the Big Three. Boy. Are you taking it?
Come on, bro.
You taking it?
$5 million? Give me that money. Give me that money. Thank you. Please and thank you. And then
missing the WNBA season.
And?
Hey, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. It would be hard. But I'd probably take the money too. But also, it just wouldn't be like, I don't know. Would it be fun for her though?
Yeah. I mean, it would go into a lot of, it would be a hard decision because you also, it's like you said, it would miss a whole WNBA season.
You miss a whole WNBA season. Are you coming to watch me actually play? Or are you coming to watch me hope that I fail?
Yes.
And that's the biggest thing that I'm would be like, just go play in the WNBA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
Like, we want to see you play against the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And we think it'll be great. It's going to be a great product anyway. People are still going to come watch you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to get all the endorsements in the world.
Exactly.
So, like, just go embrace that. And like I said, but in the day, $5 million, $5 million. 8 games. Shit. I get to the Baja. 3-on-3.
The issue is I think it is kind of a lose-lose situation for her, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously the $5 million, that's an unbelievable amount of money. But the issue is, like you said, the first time that a guy scores on her or shoots over top of her, I mean, it's like everybody is going to be like, oh, women shouldn't be playing with men. And it's going to start that whole debate. And then if she's not doing the stuff offensively that we know she can do, it's the same arguments. Yep. So it's like, I probably, it would be tough because $5 million, that's up basically, that's more than a whole career in the WNBA, basically.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So that's tough. But at the same time, with how competitive that she is, and I think she, just from seeing her in college, like she wants to be one of the best to ever play women's basketball. Go ahead and go to WNBA and start making your mark.
Go ahead and make your bread. Yeah. Make your bread. Jay Jackson, in your opinion, and watching the women's tournament, which has been very entertaining, very fun to watch, who's the best player of the tournament so far?
Overall, bro, I got to go Paige. Obviously, we just were talking about freaking Caitlin, but she's been consistent all tournament. And they've been under the radar, bro. I think that's what I like about it. And she just does it in a way where she's just, she goes out there, does her job, and it's what she's supposed to do.
She don't force nothing.
She don't force anything.
Bro, it just naturally just flows.
Yeah.
And I agree. I vote Paige. I think she's playing at a high clip right now, efficient, just willing her team to a win. And that's like whatever it takes. Like she's a true team player. Like you don't really ever see her out there like, yo. Like if it gets to me, it gets to me. And then I do the work after.
Yep.
And I think that's a beautiful way to play the game. And for her, all the injuries and stuff she's been through to come back and still dominate at this level.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah, it's been cool to watch.
It's been fun to watch. Oh, shit. Forgot. We're going to start talking about the play of the week on here. What Anthony Edwards did in the paint was insane. First of all, I commend the refs. I don't do this a lot. I commend the refs for not calling 3 seconds. But I appreciate y'all for not, because that was a thing of beauty. And I just want to ask you this straight up. Are you fucking with the game? Are you playing around at this point? Or are you really just serious? Because who does that? He could have shot it 2 spins ago.
I don't care what you say. He's has too much game. And he's just trying stuff out there.
He's just trying shit at this point.
He pivoted 5 times, made the guy jump 3 times, and didn't shoot it until his last pivot to the fade.
I think the refs wanted to see if he was going to make it.
I mean,
then he cashed out.
They were watching his fans at that moment.
Shit was tough.
Because he was in there for about 5 seconds.
Super tough.
Come on. That was one of the craziest, one of the nicest plays I've seen in a while.
It's an issue. J-Jax, let's talk about football free agency. As we all know, J-Jax is a Cowboys fan.
Whoa, Texans. Shout out CJ Stroud.
As we all know, J-Jax is a Cowboys fan. They ain't done shit. They act like they won the bowl last year. They stink. Y'all poopy. I mean, what are y'all thinking? Y'all lost hella guys, and y'all have not picked up anybody. What's going on, Beck? What's going on, Jax?
I wish I could give you an answer, bro.
It's a disappointing summer.
Yeah, me. I don't know, bro.
Y'all got that long snapper, though.
Chill out. What's up with this guy, man? We got Kendricks, middle linebacker.
Yeah, that was big pickup.
Huge pickup.
That was a big pickup.
But we also lost 2 off of our offensive line.
Y'all had a nigga retire.
We did.
Yeah. He had to. A lot of neck head injuries. Tough. Pause. But
yeah, it's bro, I don't know, honestly. I really don't. I mean, you can't sign somebody to a minimum. You know?
Nothing. There's still a lot of guys out there, though. Still a lot of guys out there.
You can make a play, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Come on.
You got the Bears. Shout out T. Hall, man. Hey. They got a chance to be nice.
They got a chance, bro.
Because you get Caleb Williams.
Yep.
You just got Keenan Allen for
nothing.
They gave him up for nothing.
Nothing.
And then
DeAndre Swift.
DeAndre Swift. They add some pieces defensively. Then you go. You got the ninth pick. I'm trading that.
You trading it?
I'm trading it. I'm getting somebody else. Somebody else defensively.
Getting two more first rounds.
Hey, listen, bro. I don't know what you do. I'm trading the ninth pick. I got my quarterback. Let's go get some guys who are ready to win.
So you think you go defensive or you think you go with like a receiver?
They already got DJ and Keenan.
But Keenan's older, though.
Come on, bro. You can get somebody for cheap.
That is true. Skill players.
Come on. You can get a little skill player for cheap. I think, hey, listen, that's what I would do. But last but not least, talk about the Commanders.
We said no one.
We making moves, man. We got a lot of it. We got Austin Eckler, touchdown machine. Chill out, bro. Play the clip. He got hawked down one time. We got to work on his speed this summer, but we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
He is a fantasy legend. I will say that.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, listen, all I know, I don't know if we go Jalen Daniels or Drake May. I'm happy with either or. I'll tell you that right now. I'm happy with either or. Of course, I'll go with my Carolina guy.
Gotta go with Drizzy.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens.
JJ McCarthy.
But yeah, man. Hey, listen, Jax, it's been one hell of a ride. We appreciate you coming on. It's another episode of Run Your Race. Once again, proud dad brand. On the way. Merch is on the way. Something I'm very passionate about. Something that I'm very excited about. And it is going to be something that I'm going to continue putting out new stuff. Website is coming up soon. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. But appreciate you wearing a shirt, taking a shirt or whatever. But
proud dad.
Peace.